expression is Weil or Reagan. Reagan is R-A-G-I-N. Reagan Viola, V-I-O-L-A. Viola M. Reagan. Date of birth is 9-3-41. Date of visit 4-5-23. Please make copy for Amanda Sego, then. A-R-N-P. Amanda, A-M-N-A-N-D-A. Sigobin is S-E-G-O-B-I-N. A-R-N-P. Next paragraph. Dear Amanda, thank you for sending Viola Reagan for evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 81-year-old female who has a past history of COPD, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia, has been experiencing cough, shortness of breath, and weakness. She is on home oxygen at 3 liters nasal cannula. And her most recent CT chest on, I'm sorry, most recent PET CT showed a 1.2 centimeter hypermetabolic lobulated nodule in the left upper lobe with a SUV of 3.4. She had other scattered tiny lung nodules which were not FDG avid. They measured from 4 to 9 millimeters. And there was also biapical pleural parenchymal scarring. Next paragraph. The patient has had no recent weight loss, no hemoptysis, fevers, or chills. She does have a long-standing history of smoking for over 60 years. Next paragraph. Past history includes history of C-section and a history of sinus surgery. She has had a partial hysterectomy. And she has a history of hypertension as well as COPD with emphysema. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 65 years and continues to smoke. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, family history, father died of COPD, mother died of old age. Next paragraph, a med list, albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, TIDPRN, atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, and steorto-respimat 2 puffs daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue and some weight loss. She has had cataracts, no glaucoma. She has hoarseness, no nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath, coughing and wheezing. She has abdominal discomfort with heartburn. No diarrhea or black stool. No urinary frequency or nighttime awakening. She has no rectal bleeding, denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, and no palpitations or leg edema. She has anxiety and depression and has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, but has memory loss and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. Oh, can you mention habits the patient smoked for 6 to 5 years, a pack per day, drinks beer occasionally. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This elderly, averagely bulk-fired female was alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 126/70, pulse 86, suspicions 18, temperature 97.4, weight is 89 pounds, saturation 95. She is on 3 liters or 2. HENT, anomphalic pupils reactive. Tongue moist, throat was injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Scattered wheezes throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the heart sounds irregular, small anesthetic, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema, normal reflexes, there are no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, breast number one. Number one is COPD with emphysema. Number two is left upper lobe lung nodule. Etiology undetermined. Number three is hypertension. Number four is nicotine dependency. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking. And she will get a complete pulmonary function study. And also advised to use budesonide / formoterol inhaler, 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. She was referred for a CT-guided needle biopsy of the left lung nodule, and also get an appointment with the oncologist. A follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. A copy for Amanda Segobin, S-E-G-O-B-I-N, Segobin Amanda, A-M-A-N-D-A. Amanda Segobin, A-R-N-T.